The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us.
All right, let's go to the phone lines where we've got Tiffany Steiner, Jackie Jenkins, co-founders of the Bakken Barbecue with us. We're going to kind of do a year-end review and then an outlook for next year. And by the way, we should actually let your companies have a plug. I mean, they give you time to go and be a part of the Bakken Barbecue and spend and raise all this money. So we should let your companies get a plug. Tiffany, how are you doing?
Good, good.
Jackie, how about you?
Good.
Okay, now give your Tiffany, where do you work?
I work at Steffes. It's a manufacturing company on the north side of Dickinson.
Okay, and how about you, Jackie?
I work at Ion Field Services. It's an industrial electric company that is located in Dickinson. We primarily do work in the Bakken, but we also outsource to outside of the Bakken and work in 13 other states.
Look at that. Okay, so I just want, it felt like, you know, that was probably the first time I think we've done that in 10 years, actually, because every time we're always talking about the barbecue, because there's always so much exciting stuff happening. And so let's do a little bit of a recap and find out what happened in the last year, because it was the 9th annual, and it was, I think, around $70,000 to Make-A-Wish, if my memory serves me. I left my notes at home, so... let's do a little bit of a recap with the Make-A-Wish donation. Start there.
So our 9th annual Bakken Barbecue was pretty exciting. We had our highest attendance since we started the Bakken Barbecue in 2013. We had over 3,500 people attend. We also had the highest number of cookers. We had 36 companies that were cooking. And we were able to donate $87,000 total. This year we donated $70,000 to Make-A-Wish. And since then we've donated some money to the Women Empowering Women. They do an elderly women food drive around Christmas. And we are still working out the rest of the money on where it will go this year. But we're pretty excited to be able to give back to more people in our community. And, you know, that way we can help our actual neighbors.
That's pretty neat. $87,000 raised, $70,000 to Make-A-Wish, $17,000 to local Bakken charities, Women Empowering Women. And then you mentioned children too?
Yes, we were able to donate to a local family this year. He needed some medical work, and that was not covered by Make-A-Wish. So we were able to come in and help this family out. And so something that we were able to help them last year for Christmas, and then this. So it was just really neat to be able to help keep helping this family. They're such great people, and that's exactly why we do the Bakken Barbecue.
Wow, what a great thing to be a part of. What a godsend that is. Jackie, how about over the last year, what stood out to you? Maybe something that you had to oversee, or any of the numbers, or what stood out to you in the last year?
I think the last year, what really stood out is the people in our community. You know, we had a lot of attendees this year, and we always try to count how many people that come in. And I know that there's people that come in that volunteer. It just amazes me that Dickinson's community, the Bakken's community, North Dakota's community is so receptive of our event, and they all spend so much time to give back, and it just means so much. And these companies that come back and cook year after year and donate their time, it's such a cool feeling that they're here and they're present and they want to donate and they want to be part of it. And even you, Jason, to come all the way from Fargo to support our event, you know, that's a really big for us. We wouldn't have this event if it wasn't for people like you.
Let's talk about the 10th annual that's coming up next year. It's, you know, it's hard to keep bringing out the same energy and the same passion year after year. So it's nice when you get to year 10, because it almost like it gives you a little bit of a booster shot, you know, with the marketing and even with the energy involved. And I know we're even talking about bringing some teams up from Texas this year just to make it even bigger and better and bolder and whatever the heck. And if we can get any other bravado, whatever we can get in there. What are some things that you guys are already marketing or talking about that you can let people know about with the 10th annual Bakken Barbecue happening in June?
I think so. Every year, Jackie and I in our committee, we sit down and think of what can be our theme this year. You know, last year we did first responders, which was awesome, you know, especially because of everything going on. And then this year we were just, you know, we're turning 10. What could be our theme? And we decided we're going to have a decade party. Why not celebrate turning 10 by having a decade party? And we're telling everyone it's going to be the party of the decade.
And what does that mean, decade party?
Well, we're going to do all the different eras. So anything from the 40s and 50s to the disco to, what else am I thinking, Jackie? The retro, anything kind of like that. So
it's kind of hard to define. It's hard to define the 80s. It is.
It's a little hard to define all of it.
Well, I mean, it's so eclectic. I mean, you got, you know, keyboard neckties and guys wearing one glove and parachute pants. Oh, I miss parachute pants. Those are so fun.
Well, you can wear them to the Bakken Barbecue, Jason.
I can't. Well, I still have a pair. No, I wish I had a pair. I can't lie like that because I would absolutely love to have parachute pants still. But I can like dress like 80s or dress like 90s. Basically, dress distinctly from a decade so somebody knows what decade you're coming from. Is that kind of the idea?
Yep. Yeah. If you want to wear a poodle skirt, you sure can.
Okay. Look at that. Wear a poodle skirt. Boy, that would make me from what, the 90s? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, no, that's the gay 90s down in the cities. My apologies. That's a nightclub. That's actually kind of fun. Grease Lightning, and there'll be, I imagine, grunge. There'll be, like I mentioned, the one glove and all kinds of different things. So we're expecting, you know, more people are going to be back cooking this year. Are there going to be any changes to the venue at this point that we know about?
Not as of right now. Tiffany and I kind of did most of our committee did most of our changes last year. We're still going to go with the West River Ice Rink parking lot. It just provides nice indoor place if we need it due to weather. But we're going to stick with our venue, and we're just kind of tweaking out some details with a surveying company in Dickinson to have a map, a really nice map that was readable for everybody.
Well, and that's the one thing that's nice about the West River Ice Center too, is that one year when the weather did happen, the party was brought inside, the cornhole games came out, the appetizer plates came out, and it just turned into a big Gatsby party at the West River Center, Dickinson style, Bakken barbecue style, really. That was a fun year.
It was a fun year. The weather definitely changed our event, but it was really cool to see all the companies and the public stick around. And we had a blast inside that rec center. I think this year is going to be a pretty amazing year. We have a couple of tricks up our sleeves, some surprises that we can't reveal until maybe closer to the event or at the event. But we got to celebrate turning 10. That's a big number for us, hitting double digits.
Well, and when is it? I don't think we've actually said the date one time yet in this interview.
It's Friday, June 17th in 2022.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Saw a couple things that I really liked, but you got caught up in the big daydreaming. It's what you don't say. It's like a pretty red Cadillac with no brakes. It's like a girlfriend.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code OTIS. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spieth.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill with Night Fire Specialists.
This is Ken Levin with Mertz Manufacturing.
And I'm Adrian Maines.
Silver Fox Energy Services.
Adrian, thank you so much for being our victim today. We are here at the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Expo by SOAR and the OERB. They put this on to
thank you, OERB,
get everybody together and sell stuff.
And I mean, see each other.
Gas, see each other, network.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about yourself. Tell me about you and how you got in oil and gas.
I did consulting for about 20 years before I got into the oil and gas industry. I was fortunate to start that I left a company when they did a merger and acquisition, and before I could go find another job, they hired me back as a full-time consultant. I traveled internationally on their nickel. When I remarried in the early 2000s, my husband felt that I needed to be home a little more, so I chose to focus on the oil and gas industry since it was a predominant industry within Oklahoma, and I started giving 100% of my attention to this industry.
Hoorah!
Thank goodness for us and all of your amazing customers. What are some of the ways that your company... Well, here.
No, go ahead. So tell us about Austin, Montana Project. I got to hear this. There's a story I hear.
So the Austin, Montana Project was founded by Jenny Norwood, who's in Houston, and Mark Campbell, who is in Austin. They've both been in the industry for years. Austin and Montana are the two locations that they choose to retire to. So this is their retirement fund, basically. The company is a novel idea. It's a company that does third-party sales and marketing for a portfolio of clients. So with our services, you hire the company, but you get a team of people that do sales and marketing on your behalf spread across geographic regions. Our current portfolio of clients includes MBF Inspection, which has been an inspection company out of Roswell, New Mexico for close to 30 years. Just-in-Time Rentals, which does on-site rentals of porta-pots and hand-washing stations, etc. Global Information Systems, which is a leader in the technology.
Massive.
Particularly on the pipeline project management side. We also do the Professional Drones of Texas. We have some other companies that are not specific to the oil and gas industry, but offer services to them as well.
So service companies, you need to reach out to you for sure.
That would be great.
Like Matt was saying, you have a huge contact.
Yeah,
huge,
your contact base is ginormous. So that's one thing that sets you apart. What's other reasons do you think people should, you know, hire a business development firm and, you know, something you're doing differently?
Well, I think the advantage of working with a company like the Austin Montana Project is you pay a flat fee, you know what you're spending every month, and in return, you get a group of people that are able to facilitate introductions into doors you normally wouldn't get opened. You get contact lists for every person we reach out to. You get presence at multiple events that if you are a single business development person, you would not be able to attend. So today I'm here and I'll talk to potential people here about the companies I represent.
Every one of these people is a potential customer for you. Good show.
Yeah.
Customers for them.
Right. And at the same time, I believe that one of our employees out of the San Antonio Corpus Christi area is at a SAPA event today.
Wow.
And then we have, you know, people attending Houston events at the same time. So you get a much larger breadth of recognition.
Huge.
By working through us.
Excellent.
Wow.
I'm fascinated by all that. I mean, it's a great business, and lucky for everybody you're doing it.
Thank you.
Appreciate all you do.
Man, this is what we do, everybody. Thank you, Jason Spieth and the Crude Life, for letting us be correspondents in your booth today. Thank you to the OERB and SOAR, and, of course, our companies Mertz and Knight and the Austin Montana Project. Reach out to her. Oh, yeah. How do people get a hold of you?
You can go to the AustinMontanaProject.com website, or you can reach out to me on LinkedIn, Adrian Maines, like Main Street with an S, or you can call me, 918-550-3711. And I attend events all over the MidCon, the Gulf Coast, the West Texas area, so I hope to see you at a future event.
Me too. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Take care. God bless everybody.
Bye. To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Look, you know what ain't right, so what you doing now, calling me at midnight? I've done nothing but giving you the good life. I mean, I really would have been a good wife.
Have a question, know an expert, or just want your voice heard? Email studio@thecrudelife.com.
Cause I was all in the minute I found you.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep for only $19.98 regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm here in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the AAPG convention.
That's right.
All right, introduce yourself.
I'm Richard Ball. I'm Director of Geology and Subsurface for Dietrich Energy Advisors.
What's this conference about?
Really, this conference is about sharing ideas, making sure that everybody has a chance to talk about what's happening in the industry, what deals are transacting, and what new research is emerging from different universities.
For those that aren't part of our industry, what does a petroleum geologist do?
So a petroleum geologist really is responsible for understanding the subsurface, trying to extract the oil and gas from the subsurface, and commercial quantities. That's plain and simple terms.
How did you get into this industry and your profession?
I was always drawn to geologists in general. They seem to be a very fun group that enjoy what they do. They enjoy being in the field. Combining those things with science of geology itself seems like a natural marriage and something I was very interested in doing. So I went to school for geology, went to University of Louisiana for my master's in petroleum geology, and came and worked for Chevron for 10 years, and I'm not leaving.
Wow, man, I'm so glad you're here in Oklahoma doing this. What are some of the talks you're seeing while we're here that really you think they'll have a lot of impact on our industry?
There's a talk I just observed where there's talk about the Pennsylvanian rocks, source rocks that are throughout the entire section of Oklahoma. Could be a very exciting play coming forward. Of course, there's our Woodford talks that are still ongoing today, and that's always good to see that research continuing. And the Merrimack, Mississippi, and Age rocks are really still doing dominating a great deal of the headlines as far as research goes.
Do you think we're going to see a lot more plays discovered? I mean, as technology improves, as our vast resources of data improve, what are you seeing as far as the petroleum geologist side of the industry that'll really is exciting to you?
Data aggregation is really becoming more than just a buzzword. It's data analytics, data science. Those are really on the forefront of how we start to combine and look at data. That's going to be more and more prevalent in our industry going forward. Gone are the days of digging the paper logs, although they have a very important place in research and in prospecting. There's more of, how much data can we get into the machine so we can actually extract it and use it ourselves in a more efficient way. That's going to be the future going forward.
Yeah, we need you guys out there to go and find all of our resources so we can use drilling, completion, production, and bring them up to the surface and utilize them.
Drilling gets more efficient every year.
Yeah, because of you, right? The drillers might not say that.
The drillers are definitely very large responsible for that, 100%, yeah.
You're on LinkedIn?
I am.
What's another way for, what's your website?
www.dietrichenergyadvisors.com.
dietrichenergyadvisors.com. Well, I really appreciate you taking time to do this for me. I want people in oil and gas to, just understand, how many people are involved in the sciences behind it. Thank you for what you do.
Hey,
appreciate you. Take care. God bless. This is our show, everybody. Bye-bye.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio@thecrudelife.com.
100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98. Regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
You remind me that I'm not in control. I'm out of control, man. You know I think that I'm better alone. But you're keeping me open, and what I see in you is something they don't. You already know that.
This is Sarah Phillips with Knight Energy Services.
Thank you very much for joining us via our phone line here. I know we've got a Zoom line, we've got phone line, we've got in-person interviews, we've got FaceTime, we've got all kinds of different ways to not only get interviews, but get ignored in my personal life, too. I'm finding out lots of ways for people to ignore me. But Sarah Phillips, thank you very much for not ignoring me today as we bring you in to not only talk about some of the things that you're doing with Knight Energy out there in the Marcellus, Utica, and Appalachian Basin, as well as other areas, because I know Knight Energy is all over the United States, but specifically out there in the Northeast. I'm happy to have you come on board as a content correspondent as well from time to time when there are things happening out there. We appreciate you keeping your ear to the ground, if you will, because, boy, I tell you, a lot of people right now really need to know boots-on-the-ground information. They need trusted sources. And for me, there is no better trusted source than the person who's actually there, who's actually somebody there that's going to witness it. And my understanding is there's a new innovation happening out there. We'll get to that in just a second, something that you saw with your own eyes or was at a trade show or something like that. Don't want to give too much of a spoiler alert. But Sarah Phillips, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You know, I'm not too bad. Thanks for joining us. Before we get into some of the micro-hold technology and innovation and some frac plugs and tubing talk, let's talk a little bit about you and your background a little bit. Your number that we exchanged is a West Virginia number. So do you come from West Virginia or explain yourself?
Yes. So I lived in West Virginia from the time I was born to turning 30 years old. I have 2 degrees. I went to college at WVU twice. I got my first degree in business and my second degree in petroleum engineering. And my second degree actually was against the wishes of my parents. They're kind of against the oil. They used to be against the oil and gas industry. They actually called me an earth rapist whenever I picked that degree. I don't know if I should have said that.
No, that's okay. I'm glad you did, because I go through the same thing. I live in Fargo, North Dakota, where I actually do not, this is, you know, I shouldn't say this either, but on my personal Facebook, I don't actually connect me with the Crude Life because I was getting too much scowl and ridicule. Yeah, I do professionally, though. Professionally, I do. But just my personal Facebook, because I started it before I got in the oil and gas industry. And this is the first time I'm actually disclosing that story. And it's not because it's not because I'm ashamed of the industry. It's just because there's no value there. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no support for the industry within my personal Facebook. It is on my professional and everything else. So how did you go about that with your parents? That's how I handled mine. How did you go about that? Because I think there's more people experiencing this now than before, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So I didn't really have a choice. So in between my first and my second degree, I worked in the field and I absolutely fell in love with it. You need oil and gas in order to sustain your life and luxuries, right? So it's a very nurturing, romantic industry that people don't usually think about. They usually think about it as machismo, right? So I didn't really have a choice with going into this industry. I worked in the industry in between my first and second degree. I went back to school in order to further my career in this industry and my involvement. And my parents just basically followed suit. So they saw the importance of what I was working on. And now they're extremely proud. But then they wanted me to be a school teacher, which I'm not designed for.
And I should mention, I did post my cover story in the Oil Man magazine on my personal Facebook. So that was kind of my coming out party as well. And yeah, it was. Cause as you were talking, I was relating it to my life a little bit about how I've slowly been getting more people accepted to oil and gas. And when I started into this, I was like your parents. I was programmed that, the oil and gas industry was doing, evils and all these different things. And what I love about what we've been able to create at The Crude Life is, and I'm saying this because I truly believe this with myself. I truly believe Matt Hill and Ken Lavin have got hearts that are drawn to the oil and gas industry because they see a lot of what you just said, and I see it too, which is the opportunity that it gives individuals and people who have very good self-esteems and people who really want to go out there and try innovation and actually go out and be competitive into the workplace, they get very attracted to oil and gas. That's what I've found. And it's the opportunity. And then also, there's a little bit of for me, I felt like I was lied to by my school and by my education. And I almost felt like I needed to go help the industry stick up for the justice and the injustice, if that makes sense.
It's very politicized, and most people don't look at the science behind it. So I was trained scientifically, and I don't really even pay attention to the politics.
It's funny you mentioned that, too, because I just did an interview not that long ago, and we kind of sidebarred a little bit because the person knew me, and they knew me as a man of science. And I said, it's funny you say that, because what really drew me to where I went in oil and gas was the science. And we don't get big dollars from oil companies. What ended us to where we are is we followed the science, not the money. And so people always accuse me, oh, you're just bought off. No, actually we're not. And neither is our other correspondent and our other guy. These are people who actually do believe in what we're talking about. And by the way, we have the science to back it up too. And that's generally when they leave the room. But
but it's hard to argue science.
It is refreshing to hear you talk about, just the sheer science, the passion, your journey, your story. So you're in West Virginia. You go to college twice. Where was your first job? In the oil and gas industry. Yeah.
It was for a company. It's called Shaft Drillers International. So at first I did accounts payable, and then I eventually got promoted to be a safety coordinator. And that is when I was able to go out to the field for the first time ever. And it was like falling in love for the first time. And I know that that sounds extremely cheesy, but it was like such an intense sense of belonging being out there with the candid, rough, really hardworking roughnecks to the technology. I couldn't get enough of it. I loved it.
I'll never forget Sean Forbes. She special guest co-host from time to time here on The Crude Life, and she's really extremely knowledgeable about the supply chain, and she knows a lot about products. She does the OG directory, and we were driving to the Horseshoe Arena through Midland, Texas, and it's just a desert with oil rigs. And she like she looks at me and she goes, God, I love this stuff.
I've heard about her. I was told to reach out to her. I'll do that after this podcast.
Yeah, she's got that heart too. That's very passionate for the oil and gas industry. No question about it. So
her and Jennifer McIntyre. I don't know if you've heard about her, but she's kind of my hero up here.
I'm not familiar with her, so I do apologize for that.
No, that's okay. You'll know her.
Okay, all right. Well, I look forward to the future meeting then. So, Sarah Phillips, Knight Energy Services, as well as a content news correspondent here for The Crude Life out of the Marcellus Utica Appalachian area. Now, I was looking at the Appalachian. Boy, that spans pretty far. I mean, you're talking about down to Arkansas, up to New York, really. That's pretty good. Yeah. And then, of course, Marcellus Utica, people know that mostly for the natural gas that comes out of there. Cabot Oil and Gas, who just merged with Corterra. Thank you. That's just, you know, that county right there, Susquehanna County or whatever the name is, big gas county there. So give your company a plug a little bit before we talk about the micro hold innovation that is being just talked about out there on the East Coast and the Marcellus Utica Appalachian Basin out there. But talk about your frac plugs, tubing, some of the stuff that you guys have going on there at Knight Energy Services.
So basically what I sell, or really the better word would be rent out, are it's robust tubing. It's P110, PH6. So we use this tubing in order to drill out frac plugs. So I don't know how to explain that like in a layman's way, but so we rent out that tubing, and then we also rent out the handling tools with it.
To listen to the full length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Cause you remind me that you're running the show. You're running my show, man, is the type, man, why I'm sleeping alone. And losing my focus and what I love, and you put something they don't even notice. I just want you to know it's more than emotion. There you are where my heart would rest at home in another life. But in the meantime, I've left behind something that I can't forget. It's short fibers are turning tight, yet fibers are burning bright.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep, for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
So yesterday in Pittsburgh, it was a pretty big day. Some might even say a Big Ben day, because yesterday in Pittsburgh, last night, Big Ben Roethlisberger, likely played his final home game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who he's been a part of for the last 18 seasons. In addition to that, in Pittsburgh, the city inaugurated a brand new mayor after 8 years of the prior mayor. And in addition to those two headlines, there's a good chance that the Steelers likely played their final game at Heinz Field last night, or at least they played their final game at a stadium named Heinz Field, because Heinz, which has been the namesake of Heinz Field for its 21-year existence, no longer has a contract for the naming rights. Now, again, that might change. They might sign another deal. But as of now, the Steelers will be looking for a new quarterback next season. And of course, they might be looking for a new company to adorn Heinz Field, or what could be soon known as the stadium, formerly known as Heinz Field. And today we're going to take several of those headlines and we're going to use it as an excuse to talk about longevity and legacy and things like Ben Roethlisberger, who again has been around for 18 seasons, Heinz Field, which has been around for 21 seasons, and you, regardless of whether you're brand new to the energy industry or whether you've been around for several decades. And we're going to take this conversation about longevity and legacy, and we're going to hit pretty straight on the topic of ageism. Because in any industry, in any place around the world, quite frankly, ageism is a reality. And the way in which you deal with it, whether you are an employee or an employer, can really determine the value that you're able to extract, again, from yourself, whatever potential you have, regardless of how old you are and where you are in your career, and the value that companies are able to extract from their existing employees and from those who are on the sidelines who are looking to work, but who might not fit the standard profile, if you will, of some of the new hires and some of the fresh blood that's coming into organizations. So we're going to, again, take these headlines and we're going to ask several questions as we always do. We're going to weave in some of my own experience coaching people through these ageism issues, if you will, so that you can make better decisions and so that you can be more on guard against those times when, again, ageism is a hurdle, but is perhaps a bigger hurdle than it needs to be because of your approach to it. And so, again, to drive this conversation, we're going to, of course, as we often do, use plenty of sports analogies, and we're going to use plenty of numbers, if for no other reason than, you know, the old cliche, right? Age is but a number. Yeah, well, the reality is that a lot of people, again, whether you're job seeking or whether you're a hiring manager in human resources, you might just say that age is but a number, but the reality is it's a big number. So we're going to use several numbers today, and one of those is the number 7, Big Ben's number 7. And we're going to step through later on 7 of the most common biases related to age and ageism. We're also going to look at the number 57 because, well, for one, this is episode 57 of the Energy Detox. And whether you've been with us for any of the previous 56 episodes or whether this is your first one, we need to take a moment to honor the fact that the number 57, of course, has a pretty big significance when it comes to the Steelers in Pittsburgh and Heinz Field, because, of course, the Heinz 57 varieties, which has been stamped on Heinz's packaging for the last 120 years. And as a quick aside, before we dive into the meat of today's conversation, it's interesting that the number 57 and the 57 varieties doesn't actually refer to the number of varieties that Heinz as a company has. In fact, when this first came to be, this number 57, H.J. Heinz selected it because he thought it would get people's attention. He had seen another advertisement for 21 shoes when he was traveling and said, well, that's an interesting way to attract people's attention, you know, throw a number at them. And he thought, hey, you know, I like the number 5. My wife likes the number 7, although in other tellings of the story, he chose 7 because, of course, it's a pretty universally positive number. But regardless, he married those two numbers together and he said, hey, Heinz, 57 varieties to, again, attract attention. And when we're talking about whether or not it works and whether we, you know, as we talk about the legacies of individual employees and certainly of companies, safe to say that, well, it worked. It's still around today. 120 years later, we're still talking about Heinz 57. 150 years later, his company is still in existence and doing fine. In fact, his company, you know, is almost as old as the oil and gas industry, which was founded, if you will, or at least oil was struck 10 years prior to H.J. Heinz finding Heinz Company, about 2 hours north of Pittsburgh in Titusville. So we're going to take these things. We're going to take an industry like oil and gas, which has had tremendous longevity, and we're going to talk about the ways in which its workforce needs to allow it to sustain, to keep moving forward. And again, to do that, we're going to talk about a quarterback here in Ben Roethlisberger, whose time has come to an end, but how the organization itself, of course, needs to keep moving forward to sustain momentum and sustain enthusiasm and, of course, profitability among its many, many fans, both in Pittsburgh and, of course, around the world. So again, for the agenda today, if you will, we're going to piece together some of those headlines, and we're going to do it in two different chunks. The first chunk is going to be to unveil, if you will, some of the 7 biases that I've pieced together from different sources and different articles and different conversations that I've had that are all related to ageism. And we're going to lay them out quickly. And more importantly, we're going to step through some antidotes to these biases, these stereotypes, these unconscious ideas and myths, if you will, around age and ageism and its impact on an individual's ability to function and to contribute to a company. And in the second part of this conversation, we're going to talk about some of the practical tips and suggestions and solutions that I have found in working with individuals as an executive coach and working with individuals in particular who are very mindful of this ageism question. In fact, in my work and in presentations that I give and off-the-cuff conversations, the question of ageism comes up quite a bit. And again, it's usually worded in different ways, but essentially it's, hey, what do you tell people with 20 or 30 years of experience who are in the oil and gas industry who want to continue contributing, in some cases need to continue contributing, but find themselves in a position where, again, they feel stuck or they feel like they're, you know, the odd man or woman out. And again, we're going to talk through some of the practical things that we come up with to ensure that you're moving forward and you're doing the right things and you're not wasting whatever precious time and energy you have so that you can get back in the game. Or if you're an existing employee, so that you can continue contributing as fully and completely as possible. So with all that being said, let's go back to that first part that I mentioned, and that is the unveiling, if you will, of these seven big biases that are related to ageism. And again, these aren't necessarily my own observations. Some of them are colored a bit from what I have seen, and some of them are cobbled together from different articles and conversations. But at the end of the day, these things are real. And if you're watching live and you care to comment and chime in, happy to address other biases and other observations that you've seen, that you've witnessed, or that you suspect might exist. Again, whether you are an employee, whether you are hiring manager in human resources, regardless of your role, regardless of your age, and regardless of, quite frankly, the industry that you're in. And so to, again, unveil these seven biases, the first of which is demotivation. In the sense that those who are on the older end of the spectrum might be in some way demotivated. The second one is that they might be less productive, that their output is going to be less than perhaps someone who is younger, fresher, and again, going back to Big Ben here, you know, perhaps healthier. And again, I continue to welcome your comments, your feedback on the energy detox, and I hope you have an excellent afternoon and a safe and enjoyable rest of the week.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Crazy for loving you the way that I do, because you could love somebody like you. They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, I still won't regret this time that I spent. Sad to behold, nothing you could do would make me go.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.